Grace to you and peace from the one who creates all things and redeems all things. Amen. Today is Children's Sunday and Bread for the World Sunday. And our text describes in this parable what the kingdom of heaven is for us. It's like a king who threw a banquet, a party, a wedding banquet for his son. It's a powerful and kind of odd story where the king sends out the invitation and the whole town would have known that the party was going to happen. The grain would have been brought in to be ground and made into bread. The animals would have been slaughtered and been roasting. The preparations would have been going on for weeks. Everyone would know that it's almost time for the party. And when the king sends out his servants to bring in the guests, they just don't come. They say no. Not surprisingly, the king is a little miffed. And he sends out the slaves again. And this time again, they just make light of it and go on their way. It's an odd sort of story. How many of you have ever, when you have been invited to go to someone's house for dinner or for a party, have looked them right in the eye and said, "No, I don't want to come." Oh, no, 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 no. We're much more circumspect. We call it being polite. So we lie. "Well, I have a previous engagement." And you quick call up your friend to make the previous engagement. Or, "I'm busy that night," or, "Let me check my calendar and I'll get back to you." We all do it when we've been invited to a banquet. But these folks just say no. And in fact, they say no emphatically when the king sends the slaves the third time. And a couple of them say, "You know, I'm just going to go do my thing." But others beat the slaves and killed them in an emphatic, "No, I don't think we're coming." It's a picture of the kingdom where God has issued the invitation, but God's people have simply said no. But God being God, the king being the king, instead sends out and gathers everyone. Everyone into the banquet. Not just those who deserve to be invited, not just the upper crust of society, not just the friends and neighbors, but everyone from all the main streets are gathered into the banquet. And it says both good and bad. It's an all-inclusive view of God's welcome. And they have a party. Well, just before that invitation is issued, those who did not receive or did not respond to the invitation are destroyed. Now, one evangelism expert thought that this would be a fine way for us to reach out into our community. Now, will you imagine if our evangelism committee said, invited you all to come to church, to have the great banquet, and those of you who don't come, we will be destroying your houses. It would work one time. But I want to concentrate on the welcome. The doorbell just rang and we opened it up. We invited you in. This image of inviting everyone to the banquet is a powerful one. It's one to which we ought listen quite carefully. God lays out a banquet for us, and everyone is invited. To me, it is a picture of grace and mercy that we need to model our lives and our ministry upon. God sets this banquet, and it's not a very big one. As I say, you know, being a liturgical church, it's sometimes difficult to know whether we're having a party or not. But we are. I'm all dressed up. As a matter of fact, this morning, poor Raymond had to chase me down to get me dressed for the party. We have a feast. It's here. It's not a very big feast. It's a little tiny flat piece of tasteless bread and a little bitty cup of wine. But in that banquet, God gives us the feast of grace. Everyone, bad and good, is invited to this banquet. People who are like us and unlike us, people who know Jesus well and those who have never heard of Jesus at all. Everyone is invited into the kingdom. But there's a second part to the parable. Everyone is now packed into the hall. Everybody's eating steak and ribs and pizza, drinking Diet Coke, having a great time. For the vegetarians, there's like carrots prepared every possible way you could have them. And as the king walks in, there's a person without a wedding garment on. And suddenly this wonderful little picture of all inclusivity sort of falls apart. He walks by and says, "You're not wearing, Irmgard, you're not wearing a tie. Where do you think you are, Hawaii? This is the wedding banquet." Now, a little aside, there was a time in my life when I knew a pastor who would have said that this is the text that makes it clear that you should wear a coat and tie to church. It's not what it's about. The king says, "You're not wearing the wedding garment." And he throws him out. You see, it seems as though we have been invited to the banquet and there is no cost and there is seemingly nothing expected of us, at the same time, the wedding guest has responsibilities. One writer says, to come into the kingdom, into the church, into this feast in response to the gracious and altogether unmerited invitation of Christ and then not conform one's life to God's mercy is to demonstrate spiritual narcissism that cannot tell the difference between a wedding feast of the Lamb of God and a happy hour in a bus station bar. Having been invited to the feast, we are called to respond. In this place, more than any other, the poor and the downtrodden, children and the powerless are welcome. We have a new community that has been formed at the invitation of God. But as Robert Smith says, it's not sufficient to arrive at the party. It's not sufficient to hold membership and to sit at the table as an invited guest, having said yes instead of no. You see, what's being promoted in this kingdom of God, in this banquet, in this party, is doing God's will, bearing fruit, being properly garbed in the clothes of Christ. This parable of the kingdom and its all inclusivity also is a parable that when the party is happening and after the party is over, God's people have been fed and nourished and ready, and then God sends them out into the world. To do what? I think it's to make more parties. I think it's to be the traveling banquet for God. It doesn't make sense to me in light of God's understanding of the kingdom and Jesus' ministry. It doesn't make sense to me that we come here Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, have a party, and then go home and act as if it didn't matter. What's powerful about the banquet of the kingdom of God is that it helps us to understand how to be the banquet for the world, to share our food, ourselves, God's Spirit, and chiefly the great gift we all receive, God's love. So you come to the banquet, God's feast. It may be a little cracker and a little wine, but it's more than that. It's all of this gathered community who loves one another as Christ loves us. It's us being called out into the world to make a little party with Jesus. I pray that all of us will be fed in the banquet today, that our children will be fed with good food and grow to be gracious hosts of God. Amen.